Create Art Podcast. Commentary. Doodling. Hello, friend. This is Timothy Keenan O'Brien, your head instigator for Create Art Podcast, where I use my over 30 years of experience in the arts and education world to help you tame your inner critic and create more than you consume. So, this year in 2024, I am using a similar thing that I did last year in 2023 and spilled over a little bit into 2024. And I am following a book called Make Fun a Habit. And that's by Mike Brennan, who runs the Creative Chats podcast. I actually interviewed Mike for my other podcast, which is called Find a Podcast About, and you can find that at findapodcastabout.xyz, and that's where I help you find your next binge-worthy podcast and outsmart the algorithm. But I was so impressed with the book, and it's a 30-chapter book. You can go through it in 30 days, and it's just reminding you to make fun a habit, just like the title of the book says. So what I'm doing this year is I'm going through each chapter, and I am going to present you what he presents in the book and give you some ideas of how you can, you know, put fun back into your life and put fun back into your creative pursuits. This week, we're talking about doodling. Yeah, doodling. So a lot of us don't think of doodling as, artistic. It's just something that we do when, you know, we're attending a meeting or, you know, just mindlessly, you know, at the coffee shop and just going, just something to spend the time with. And I'm going to break this down for you as Mike breaks it down, but I'm also going to show you what it inspired me to do one day these past 2 weeks, because what I'm doing, what I'm finding is when I go through this book, I get inspired to go ahead and do something. So with doodling, you know, that's something that we all do, scratching on a piece of paper with a pen or a pencil or cocktail napkin, something like that. But if you think about doodling like this, it is a great way to start a project. So let's say you're, you know, walking in the woods or just driving in your car or you're in a meeting or whatever it is, and you see something and you're like, oh, that would be awesome. You can just doodle that down. You know, if you have a pen or paper handy or pencil handy or a crayon or lipstick, whatever it is. It's a very low-tech way in our high-tech world. And you can see, I like high-tech stuff. But it's a very low-tech way to get that initial idea on a piece of paper. And then you can go back to it and go, ah, okay, I want to go back to that coffee shop and take a picture of the area because I want to, you know, do a painting on it, or I want to go back to that coffee shop because I heard something really cool there and I want to do a musical piece on it. One thing that I do is I have on my phone, and we all have phones, but I have an app on my phone that gives me a drawing of the day. And basically, it's called Sketch a Day. And basically what it does is, you know, there's a community of people there and they do different mediums in drawing, and it'll give you a one word idea for the day, and you do whatever you want with that one word. I think it's a great thing to do. Myself, for my morning routine, I do a little meditation for about 5 or 10 minutes. I do a couple of brain training games, and then I'll take a look at that app and see what the deal is, you know, what the word of the day is. And then I will try to match up with that as best I can. You know, it doesn't have to be an exact match. You know, if they say Paris, you don't have to do the Eiffel Tower, although I'm guilty of that. But what it does for you is it gets you in that mindful everyday routine of creating something. And definitely check that out for yourself. If you're like, man, I'm starved for ideas. Well, I would say just open up your eyes and look around the world. However, you may need a little prompting. I need a little prompting. That's why I read the book. That's why I listened to Mike Brennan's podcast, Creative Jats, and, you know, and his talks with other artists and with creatives all around the artistic field, not just the artist. He talks with the people behind the scenes and all that. But it's something that I do to keep my creative juices flowing. And that's why I really like this book, because, you know, it doesn't, you can just read the book. And quite frankly, that's what I did. I went straight through the book, read right through the book. And I was like, wow. And I kept on stopping myself after each chapter and going, I want to do that. I want to do that. The first chapter, if you were here with me 2 weeks ago, was soundtracks. Created a song for it. You know, while I was going through the book, I was thinking, I don't want to do this every week. I want to do my show every other week. So that way I can really sit and marinate and have something pop out of each and every chapter. So by the time that I am done with this series, I will have 30 pieces of art ready to go. And then I can look back at it and go, wow. You know, I'm doing it every other week. I'm doing my shows every other week. So it's going to take a while to get through it. But I'll have 30 pieces of art at the end of that. And my full intention is to, you know, ship it on over to Mike and go, hey, this is what you started, pal. And that's what I'm hoping this podcast does for you. Because if you don't know about it, now you do. So Mike, what he does with this book is, you know, he'll give a little page and a half story on whatever the idea is, for this episode, it's doodling. And then he'll give you some questions to ponder, some action items for you to go ahead and do, and then some tips. And, I'm going to share with you my doodle later on in the show. And, for those of you that are not watching this on YouTube, you'll need to go to my website, createartpodcast.com, to go ahead and look through the show notes and see the picture that I did. You may be able to pick it up on your podcast app of choice. There are so many choices out there that it may show up on that. It may not. If it doesn't show up on your app, then go to createartpodcast.com and you can find this episode there and you'll be able to see it. So let's go into the questions to ponder. When in your life do you remember doodling? Where were you and what was it like? Well, for me, I remember doing a lot of doodling in high school, of all places. Yeah, high school. You're like, wait a minute. And I remember when I was in high school, I wasn't in a really good mindset. I'll just put it out there. I wasn't in the greatest of mindsets. And our high school mascot was the Jayhawk, Thomas Jefferson High Jayhawks, back in Rockford, Illinois. And I remember doodling that Jayhawk all the time. And now sometimes there would be a gun pointed to its head. Sometimes it would be something else. I was also listening to a band called Descendants. And they had this guy, Milo, in the band, who is the lead singer. And, you know, one of the titles of their albums was Albums. I know I'm getting old. Milo Goes to College. And it's just a simple stick drawing of this guy with glasses on. And I remember drawing that over and over again, all over my notebooks and all over that. But that helped me, for some reason, kind of distract what was going on and, you know, all the bad stuff going on in my head. And I was able to get through high school. Obviously I'm here sitting, talking with you. And, sometimes we can use doodling for that, just to, you know, distract our minds and focus on what we need to be focusing on. And, I really like that. And, a lot of times in my poetry books, cause I used to carry steno notepads with me everywhere. And maybe I really need to do that again. I don't know. I don't go a lot of places because I'm old and I have a full-time job and I'm a dad and a husband. So I don't go a whole lot of places, but I do like to draw. And I actually, after I read this chapter, I went to Michael's and I went and got some colored watercolor pencils, some pens, and some crayons, oil pastel crayons. And that's how I made the drawing that I'm going to be showing you later on in the show. So just going through the book and thinking about it, I was like, yeah, I want to get kind of back to that, not to that bad mindset that I had in high school, but I want to get back into, always doodling, always having something around me that I can, jot ideas on and jot inspirations on. Next question is, what are your immediate objections to doodling? Write them down and doodle around them. I love that. And in the book, he gives you a space to doodle in the book. I don't have any objections to doodling. And I think some objections to doodling may be, well, it's a waste of time. You could be working on your art, but instead you're doodling on a piece of paper. Well, I think of that as you are working on your art. By having that initial idea that you're doodling down on a cocktail napkin, on a piece of paper, on the back of a book, inside of a book, in a notebook, whatever you have around you. I think where we get a little bit lost is, well, it's not artistic. It's not a final product. It doesn't have to be. Everything that you create does not have to be a final product that is ready for public consumption. It can be different ideas. And already on this podcast, we have talked with somebody who has made their career. Well, Mike has made his career for doodling while a major conference is going on. He'll doodle things in there and then show them at the end. And he helps corporations when they have big meetings like that or big conferences. And people are giving these speeches and presentations, and he'll doodle and he'll show that and it'll highlight things for people. We've already had somebody on this podcast that does that up in Canada. And I think that's a wonderful thing. We had Ashton Rodenhauser do that for us and talk to us about that. So, people have made a career out of doodling. So don't tell me it's not artistic, okay? It may not be the final product that you put out. It may not be the final piece that you put out. However, it is a necessary step in your creative process. The last question is, what would make doodling more fun for you? Would it be fancy paper, specific pens? Reward yourself after a fun doodling session with different supplies. And I just rewarded myself ahead of time. I was just like, I'm going to go get this stuff. I have, like two sketch notepads in my art supplies, and they're just sitting there collecting dust. So I went ahead and did that. Now, where did I get ideas for doodling? Well, I get ideas in my head for doodling, but with the doodle that I'm going to show you, not the doodle that I'm going to show you, but the idea I got for that was on Sketch-A-Day, but I did another doodle because I saw something on TikTok of all places, and somebody was doing a quick sketch with pens and whatnot. And I made another doodle of that. And I won't be showing you that one, but I felt really accomplished. It took me like 2 or 3 days to get that done. My kids were looking at it and they loved it. And, I had another friend of mine who actually draws for a living, and he looked at it and he goes, "That's a great start to something. What are you going to do with it?" And I'm like, "I'm not sure, but I'll let you know when it's finished." I already have a friend that's an artist that sees the potential in it. So just doodle. Some action items that Mike has. Start doodling in your copy of Make Fun a Habit. Now, I did not do that, but he does provide a space for you to do that. And my My wife is a huge bibliophile, shall we say. She loves books, but she will not dog ear a corner, won't fold a corner down. She uses bookmarks for every book. So in our house, we are not allowed to damage books unless it explicitly says in the book, you know, you can go ahead and draw on this and damage it. We have kids. We have a lot of books. We don't want them to go willy-nilly all over the place and do that. So, but yeah, you can get the book. The links are in the show notes. And you can go ahead and doodle in that book. He encourages it. He's okay with that. He's, you know, it helps him out because A, you're buying the book. So what the hell does he care about what you do to the book? I think he cares that you get something out of the book. But if, you know, you need to go and doodle all over every page and paint over every page, fine. But did you get something out of it? Yeah, there you go. Unfortunately, I don't know how you would doodle over this podcast, but maybe if you're watching it on YouTube and you download the video and you put some doodles in there, let me know. And we'll get it on the show here for you. Tips that he has for you. First tip is use whatever materials that you have. I went to Michael's. I already had some sketch notebooks in my art closet. I actually have charcoal pencils, sketching pencils. I already had that handy. I just wasn't utilizing it. Whatever materials you have, you don't have to go to Michael's to do it. You got a pen or a paper, pencil, there you go. You got a crayon laying around, there you go. Lipstick, knock it out, okay? I'm not wearing lipstick today, but that's all right. But you can go ahead and do that for yourself, you know, whatever materials. The second tip is there are no rules, so it can be whatever you want it to be. You can do a sketch a day. You can get that app for your phone. It's free. You know, they have ads in it, but you know, it's essentially free. You can get that to get inspired by it. And you can watch TikTok videos and do it that way. You can watch YouTube videos and get ideas for, what you want to do. But there are no rules when it comes to doodling. The next tip is don't be afraid to experiment. That's what I did. For my second doodle that I'm not going to show you, this week. Maybe I should have, but I'm not going to. It's not quite ready yet for me to show it to you, but don't be afraid to experiment. And that's what I did with my second doodle. I experimented with something that I hadn't done before. And, it felt very satisfying when I completed it. And just, you know, try that for yourself. Especially if you're stuck, if you're, you know, having the writer's block or the artist's block or whatever block that you may be having, give that a shot for yourself. Experiment with it. You don't have to show it to the public. You don't have to show it to me, but just give it a shot for yourself and see if that doesn't unstuck you. I don't think that's a correct word for that, but unstick you. There we go. See if that doesn't move you forward in your creative process. I like that. And then doodle whenever you feel like it. So this isn't something that you have to do in your morning routine. I don't do it in my morning routine every day. When I feel like it, yeah, I'll throw it in there. But I work from home. So work comes in sometimes hot and heavy all the time. Sometimes I'm just sitting there doodling my thumbs, playing a little PlayStation. That could be time that I could spend doodling, and that's what I'm planning on doing. So, you know, it's whenever you feel like it. Again, there's no rules. You don't have to set it up in your daily routine. Hey, I'm going to, you know, wake up, brush my teeth, take a shower, eat some breakfast, do some meditation, do some brain training, and then do some doodling. You can set it up in your routine if you want to. You don't have to. You are in charge of it. And that's really the thing, the overall thing that I'm trying to get across in this podcast is you are in charge of your creativity. I'm not in charge of it. You are in charge of it. So do it. Okay. So that's his tips for this one. And right now I would like to go ahead and show you the image that I created because I know you're interested. So give me just a moment. We'll get that image up for you. So I gave you about, if you're viewing on YouTube, I gave you about 10 seconds and if you're listening on your podcast app of choice, you're going to hear 10 seconds of silence and that's okay. But for this doodle, the sketch essentially is what it is. The prompt for it was runes. And, I'm not of Scandinavian descent, not a Viking. I do have the blue eyes and the blonde hair. Well, the no hair, but what I thought about it is I thought a lot about tattooing and, how people get runes tattooed on their bodies. And a lot of times they don't think about what those runes actually mean. I see a lot of people get Japanese characters or Chinese characters on their body and they don't understand what those characters actually mean. So in this sketch, it's a man shirtless without a head. For some reason, I like doing bodies without heads. I don't know what that is. But with a number of different runes that are completely made up. These are not actual runes that I drew on this, but these are my interpretations of runes. And, I put it on the Sketch-A-Day site and people, I got 5 or 10 likes from that. And I thought, wow, okay, it resonated with somebody. Somebody saw it and there you go. Now, is it a perfect body? No, absolutely not. There's things wrong with it. It's not perfectly drawn. I am not known for my human anatomy drawings. I'm not known for my, if you've heard me before, and I know many of you have, I paint like a 4-year-old on crack, but hey, I'm happy with it. So stick with it, enjoy it. But with this drawing, I was just thinking, if I was to start making runes, if we didn't have any of this history and I wanted to make runes, these would probably be the ones that I would make. These shapes and turn into symbols and they could mean something. Or they mean something to the person that put it on their bodies, to the man there that you're seeing that put it on his body, who doesn't have a head. I don't know why he doesn't have a head. I don't know why I don't like doing heads. I like doing heads by themselves. I like doing bodies without heads. I don't know what that means. If you're a psychologist, psychiatrist, or somebody that delves into people's brains, let me know what you think. I don't know what it means. But for me, it worked out just fine. And, some of the symbols there stand for trees. Some of them stand for earth, water, and sky. And that's what I was going for. What is the easiest representation, the simplest representation that I could go for earth, water, and sky? And that's what I did in this drawing. So take a look at it for yourself. Again, if your podcast app is not showing the picture, then you can go right to the website and there you go. It's where you should be listening to the podcast from anyways. If you're on YouTube, you've seen the picture. I'm interested in your comments on it. So let me know what you think about that. Okay, so this is the part of the show where I turn you loose and let those doodles fly free. I definitely want to thank you for joining me on this episode of Create Art Podcast. It's really appreciated that you listen to the show. And if you feel so inclined, and I would ask you to go ahead and share it with a friend. Maybe you have a friend out there that is stuck. They consider themselves an artist, or maybe they don't even consider themselves an artist. Maybe they're going through a hard time in their life. Definitely doodling can help out with that. Sometimes we need to get out of our own heads a little bit and, put something on the page and let it live there and get it out of our heads. So that way we can make room for better things. Might be the case with you. I don't know, but hey, if that's the case, definitely, share this episode with them. If you would like to get in contact with me, you can email me, timothy@createartpodcast.com. And there I, you know, answer all emails that come out in. And yeah, I really do. I'm the guy that answers them. So if you're watching on YouTube and you're looking at me going, does this guy have a team? You're looking at the team right here. So definitely shoot me an email. Let me know if you're interested in being on the show. Love to have you on there. Also, I'm going to ask something of you here right now. You know, you hear a lot of podcasts that go, hey, rate and review the show. If you feel so inclined, please go ahead and do it. I definitely appreciate it. You know, you can do it in your app. You can, a lot of times apps have it where you can rate it and review it there. But I would ask you, go ahead and email me and let me know what you liked about the show, what you didn't like about the show. Maybe email me one or two things that you got out of it, or one or two things that you wanted to get out of it that you didn't get out of it. I definitely am making this show for you and for me, because it, you know, every show that I make here reminds me, hey, listen, I am an artist. I need to go and create something. So if I'm going to encourage you, I'm going to encourage myself as well. So if you're looking for something else in the show that I haven't done yet, let me know about that. We're going to see if we can fit it in the show. I also want to let you know about a newsletter that I put out once a month. It's the Create Art Podcast newsletter, and you can get that at Timothy Brien, that's B-R-I-E-N, at Substack.com. Comes out once a month. You throw your email in there, and in that newsletter, what I have for you is a couple of project ideas for the month. I let you know the episodes that I've done for the month, or that I'm going to be doing for the month. So that way you can be ahead. So that way you can know what's coming up, because I usually do it right in the middle of the month. So that way you'll know what's coming up for that month. And you can go, oh, hey, you know, I want to listen to that episode because he's got an artist coming on. I do have people that I interview for the show. So definitely check out the newsletter there for yourself. And earlier I mentioned that I run another podcast. I do. It's called Find a Podcast About. You can reach that at findapodcastabout, all one word, .xyz. Don't do a .com. Do an .xyz because I'm weird like that. And that's how the domain was. But anyhow, in that podcast, I help you tame that inner. I don't help you tame the inner critic. I help you tame the inner critic here. But in that podcast, what I do is I listen to hundreds of podcasts, and then I pick the ones that I think are most binge worthy, and I help you outsmart that algorithm. So check that one out for yourself. I also run a third podcast. Yeah, I don't have enough podcasts to run. It's called Cannabis Stories, and you can get that at cannabisstories.podbean.com. And that one is a fun podcast. Not that the other two aren't fun, but that one's the one that I get to cut loose a little bit and tell you about positive stories and funny stories about people using the Lord's lettuce responsibly. That's the key word there, responsibly. Don't drink and toke. Yeah. So definitely check that out for yourself. Well, it's at that time right now where I'm going to encourage you to tame your inner critic and to create more than you consume, and go out there and make some art for somebody that you love, yourself. See you in a couple of weeks.